This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. If I sound a little bit different tonight, it's because I'm connected by telephone. Something crazy happened this week. I put in a whole new modem and router here in my studio. And we checked it and double-checked it, and everything was not only working great, but working better than ever. And just before showtime, trying to connect to the network, it wouldn't connect. But we are connected by phone, and hopefully the quality is good enough for you to still enjoy this hour. We've got a special guest. He's been with us before. Derek Gilbert hosts Skywatch TV, a Christian television program that airs on several national networks. He's also the author of several books. He's been with us, I think, twice before. So this is his third appearance. And tonight we're going to be talking about his book, Last Clash of the Titans. Derek, good to have you back with us, sir.
Jim, it's my honor. Thank you very much.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you fine. Are you hearing me on your side?
I don't hear Derek. There we go. Can you hear me,
All
Derek?
Right. I hear you fine.
All right, sir. It might sound a little bit different tonight because I'm connected by phone. And good to have you with us again. I thought in this first segment, before we get into the book, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Skywatch TV. Is that okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so I was looking a little bit into Skywatch TV, and I found it interesting. I went to college, 2 years of my college was in Springfield, Missouri. So I went to college, Evangel University 1 year, and what was Central Bible College, which I think is no longer officially operating. It sort of merged into Evangel University in
right.
Springfield. But then I was looking at where Skywatch is. It's in a little town called Crane, Missouri, which, according to the internet, is a population of 1,462 people. Do I have that right?
That's correct, yes.
So you're in this little town, but you've got this TV network that's blasting all over the world. And is this done just primarily through the internet?
Well, we use the internet, and of course, that helps us feed programming to Apple TV and Roku and a mobile app. But we also are syndicated on several Christian networks, and we use the internet to send the program via FTP to places like the Christian Television Network and the Word and Network and others. So, even in small Crane, Missouri, we get good enough internet that we can move really big video files around the world in a matter of minutes.
Okay, great. So you're on Christian Television Network. So Bob DeAndre, who has been a friend of mine for many years over in Clearwater, Florida, I used to make the drive across the state once a month, and I was on a number of different shows over there with him and Herman Bailey and a lot. And I know they've got several stations, so that's really neat. So if people want to find out more about Skywatch TV, they can go to skywatchtv.com. And I'm at the website, and it says something about, if you unlock this code, you're going to win $25,000. Tell me about that.
Well, this is a tactic that Tom Horn, our owner, is using to raise interest in a couple of important new books. Tom is also the CEO of Defender Publishing, which publishes my books, publishes other authors like Pastor Carl Gallup's, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, and others.
Many of those authors on the show regularly, yeah.
Yes, and we appreciate that. But he's got two new books that are coming out in next month from Joe Horn and from Allie Anderson, which are a little different than the kind of thing that I write, that Carl writes, that Bob McGinnis writes. that Dr. Michael Heiser writes. Joe Horn's new book is called Everyday Champions, which is about identifying the gifts that we've been given, spiritual gifts that we might not even recognize as spiritual gifts. The gift of encouragement, the gift of support, love, things like that, which don't seem like a big deal compared to, say, casting out demons or whatever, but can really change the whole course of a young person's life. Ali Anderson's new book called Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox is about how we can go about reaching the millennial generation, which a lot of churches have kind of written off as unreachable.
Now, Joe Horn, he also has a book out on health and nutrition, isn't that right?
Yes, the book Time Bomb that he co-wrote with Ali Anderson. And that really has been one of the best-selling books Defender Publishing has put out because it hits us close to home.
In his ear, my producer, we've been trying to get him on because I love that book. And that they sent me a copy of that book, and I don't think we've been able to connect to get him on the show. But we have a huge following of people interested in health and nutrition. That would be tremendous.
I will see Joe in the morning as we're recording some programming at the studio. So I will tell Joe that Jim Paris wants him to come on his program.
Yeah, and I discussed it with you live on the air to make it more awkward.
So no pressure, Joe.
All right. So tell me about Skywatch TV. How long has it been around? And, if I drove into Crane, Missouri, is there some big complex called Skywatch TV, or is this inside operating out of Tom Horn's garage, or is this in a church or something? Tell me how it's set up.
Well, we've been around for 4 years now, and we're actually operating inside a building that is kind of unmarked on the outside. It is a building that Tom was able to acquire for literally, pennies on the dollar. He's really good at doing that for cheaper than it would have cost him to pour the concrete for a new building. But it also houses the Defender Publishing Warehouse. So we're actually looking to move to a new facility across town sometime in 2019, which actually Tom also acquired for literally pennies on the dollar. So we'll be splitting the media side.
Maybe that's his next book, is how to buy warehouse space for pennies on the dollar. I might get in line for that, but you've got to probably do it in Crane, Missouri.
Well, the Ozarks, I will say that
work out.
Real estate is really reasonable here in the Ozarks.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet it is. And you're not far from Branson, right?
That's correct. We're about an hour northwest of Branson and about 45 minutes southwest of Springfield. So we're in beautiful country. We drove to Joplin today, my wife and I, to speak at a church there, and it took us about an hour and a half, but we took the slow route. We don't like to get on Interstate 44.
Okay. So you know you're in a small town when, the closest big city is Branson or Springfield. It's we're a suburb of Springfield. Well, what's Springfield? Well, that's, two or three hours from St. Louis. Okay, now I know where you're at. That's kind of how it goes. So how did the Skywatch TV get started in the beginning? Was this somebody just started putting videos up on YouTube, and then one thing led to the next, and now you set up a studio somewhere? How did it get started?
Well, this was something that had been on Tom and Nita Horn's hearts for a while. Tom had been publishing Defender Publishing for a while, but wanted to incorporate the opportunity to take the message to video, and it's really, I think, a smart way to go, because as the publisher, we can talk about our books and offer some really great deals on Defender Publishing books, because we're the publisher. We're also the broadcast outlet. I've got a background in broadcasting. I started in 1980 as my co-author on my book about UFOs, Josh Peck, likes to remind me. That was 4 years before he was born, punk. I'd gone into a career in sales and spent a better part of 20 years in steel sales, inside, outside sales. But Sharon and I, my wife and I, began podcasting back in 2005, which was shortly after the code to put together podcast was developed, which allowed me to scratch my
early days of podcast. Did you probably had the first podcast online? 2005.
One of them out there. But so when Tom decided he wanted to go with media, he got in touch and said, "You want to move to the Ozarks?" We thought about it for 5 minutes, and we moved here 4 years ago. And here we are.
All right, we'll pick it up there when we come back. Our guest this hour, Derek Gilbert, who is with Skywatch TV. And we're going to be talking about his book when we come back, Last Clash of the Titans. This is Jim Paris Live.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Joining us this hour is Derek Gilbert. He's with Skywatch TV. He has a number of books. I believe I just counted during the break. He has 10 books up for sale over at Amazon. And you can find his Amazon page. Just type in his name, Derek, D-E-R-E-K. And middle initial is P, last name Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. You'll find him over at Amazon. You can also go to skywatchtv.com. And I love the picture. It's and you're like the star there, Derek. Like everybody's behind you. You're like the Anderson Cooper of Skywatch TV. Would that be a fair way to put it?
Well, it's a team effort. I host the regular weekly program, and I also do a daily news analysis. I try to keep it short. It's called 5 in 10, 5 topics in 10 minutes. So my face probably gets out there more than anyone else. But we've got a number of people there who do produce programming that goes out through our channels on Apple TV, Roku, the mobile app. Josh Peck hosts a program called Into the Multiverse. My wife, Sharon, who's the smartest person I know, and I co-host a Friday program we call Sci Friday, where we look at science through a biblical perspective, from a biblical perspective. And Josh Peck, Donna Howell, co-host a program called Chalk Talk, where they answer tough questions about biblical theology. So there are a number of programs under the banner. So it really is a team effort.
Well, this is great. I'm so glad that this information is getting out. And I love that you've got so many different ways that people can consume the information. So if I understand it right, they could come to skywatchtv.com and they could buy, on demand, watch the different programs. Is there like any type of subscription cost or anything for them to access these programs?
No, absolutely not. It's free. We put everything at YouTube, as well as Roku, Apple TV, and again, the mobile app, which is a free download. We put all the programs there as well. We've got a podcast, which is free to access. We, of course, want to get the information out. And of course, we take advantage of the opportunity to tell people about the books and DVDs that we produce. So, but all of that is to raise funds for a ministry that Tom and Anita is very dear to them, called Whispering Ponies Ranch, which they make available to ministries that work with children in foster care at no cost. Royal Family Kids, wow. Teen Challenge, and they use miniature horses as therapy animals, as the key component to kind of break down the barrier that children who may have been horribly abused and used to open them up so they can begin to trust. And what we do at Skywatch TV through the sale of books, DVDs, etc., is to raise funds so that a ministry like Royal Family Kids never has to decide which foster kid they have to leave behind for a week at camp because they don't have the funds to do it.
Wow, that sounds tremendous. Never heard of anything like that before with miniature horses. I saw some miniature horses just the other day here in Florida. My wife and I were driving out in the country and saw some miniature horses. They raise them on some of the ranches here in Central Florida. All right, let's get into this book here, which I'm really fascinated by this. So I was forced to, in the public school system in Chicago, learn about mythology and all the different characters. And back then, when I was a kid, it wasn't like very interesting. I mean, it was like we had to do it, so we did it. But today, this is like a big thing, like all these characters and Zeus and all of this. And we think of this as a myth, but Last Clash of the Titans points out that this is a myth, but based loosely on the truth. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And we must have had the same curriculum, Jim, because I'm from Chicago as well. And so I detected that bit of Chicago accent in your voice there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Chicago in there, and you go, let's go, guys, and get some White Castles.
Yeah, bear down, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, the Bears.
But you're right. The thing that surprised me was learning that what we've been taught is Greek mythology, which of course was just their religion, really doesn't come from Indo-European origins, which is what scholars believed until recently. Just the last 50 years or so, they've begun to realize that what the Greeks called their gods were actually the gods of the ancient Canaanites, and they got them from the Amorites, who were really controlled all of what we think of the lands of the Bible during the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everything that is today Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, that was under the control of various groups of Amorites, and it's their gods, they're king of the gods, Baal, the storm god, was just Zeus, the storm god. And he came to power by overthrowing his father. Zeus overthrew Kronos, the king of the Titans, whereas Baal took over from El. And further east, it was Marduk taking over from Enlil. The same story repeated over and over. And I just started digging into that. And the more I pulled on that thread, the more I realized not only does it explain what the Greeks and Romans believed, but it also ties into end times Bible prophecy.
That is interesting, and I remember some of the names there was, what was it? Medusa was the one where if you looked at Medusa, you turned mm-hmm. to stone. And wasn't there a bull also? Was that the Minotaur?
The Minotaur. And there's an interesting aspect to that. One of the things I discovered is that there's a thread through the pagan gods of ancient Mesopotamia connected to imagery of the bull. In fact, Cronos, who was the king of the Titans, who ate his children when they were born because it was prophesied that one would rise up to overthrow him. And Cronos' wife, Rhea, gave him a stone instead of Zeus. Thankfully, I guess Zeus was lucky his dad was not a picky eater. And when he grew to adulthood, he gave Cronos something, forced him to throw everything. Anyway, Cronos, the point is, his name is actually based on a Semitic word that means horns, as in horned one. And there are all kinds of demons that are related to this bull-like imagery. But I argue in the book that it actually, in my view, stems from the cherubim described in the book of Ezekiel. That of the four faces of the cherubim, one of them...
That Zeus is actually Satan. Is that your thesis, that Zeus is Satan?
Yes. Jesus equates the storm god Baal and Zeus specifically in the New Testament with Satan. But you can also make that case in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 14 when Isaiah talks about, that's the chapter that says, "How thou art fallen, Lucifer, son of the morning." He wants to establish his mount of assembly in the uttermost heights of the north. Well, the Hebrew phrase translated uttermost heights of the north actually is the name of a mountain, Mount Tzephon, which today is a mountain in Turkey. We know the name. It's Jebel al-Akra. But that mountain, everyone in the ancient world knew, was where Baal's palace was located. And again, this points to end times prophecy because that's also where Ezekiel says the hordes of Gog of Magog will come from the uttermost north. We think of it as a compass point or a geographical point on a map, but actually it's pointing to this mountain, this supernatural location where, again...
Wow, so there's still archaeological evidence of these temples and locations that still exist to this day.
Yes, and in fact, Greek mythology also links Zeus to this particular mountain in Turkey. So, when you start digging into what the ancients knew and what secular scholars know about what the ancients knew, you find out that there are a lot of overlapping stories. The stories fit together. It's just the stories aren't getting into the churches.
Interesting. We'll pick it up from there when we come back, and we'll ask him about the mighty men of old, the Nephilim. Is there any connection with these mythological gods to the Nephilim? That and more when we come back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another person is leaving the Trump administration. The president tweeting the news. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen will be leaving her position, and I would like to thank her for her service. Nielsen took fire from Democrats and immigration groups for her actions during the border migrant controversies. She also took Twitter fire from the president for not being tough enough. The current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, Kevin McAleenan, will serve as acting secretary. As congressional Democrats increase their pressure to see the full Mueller report on Russia, his personal attorney says the president
has told everybody, the world, I am comfortable with everything being released. Now, the president can't change the law. Now the attorney general has to apply that. He wants to do maximum transparency. I'm sure we'll get just about all of it. I hope we get all of it.
Rudy Giuliani was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, here back. It sounds a little different tonight. I am connected by phone to our studios in Minneapolis. Of course, I'm in Florida. We've got a beautiful studio here built into our home. And I put in a new modem this week, and now we can't connect for some reason. Everything else is working great in here, but the Comrex is working, but it's not connecting. So we'll figure that out this week and be back to our normal audio quality next time. Joining us this hour is Derek Gilbert, and he is with Skywatch TV. You can go to their website, skywatchtv.com, and we're talking about his book, Last Clash of the Titans. And we were talking about the Greek mythology, Derek, and how these characters, in your view, are not just mythological characters, but are loosely based on real characters. And you describe them as small g gods, as discussed in the new in the Old Testament, and also the word Nephilim, is there a connection with the Nephilim?
Yeah, these small g gods, well, God, capital G God, calls them gods in the Bible. You think of them as fallen angels, if that's, you know, easier to digest. I think we English speakers have a certain set of characteristics. We attach that three-letter word, God, but, you know, since God calls them gods, we're on safe theological ground here. The Canaanites around ancient Israel actually venerated what they believed were, and actually this is an Amorite thing. Canaanite is just a geographical term. The Amorites around ancient Israel venerated the dead. They had a monthly ritual that would where they would summon through a necromancy ritual their ancestors to a meal. Because if they didn't, you know, grandma and grandpa would get kind of testy and make life miserable. But they had special rituals, usually twice a month, for these kings of old, these mighty men who were of old. And scholars have found these texts at an ancient Amorite kingdom called Ugarit, which is in Syria today. It's part of Syria, where they would summon the Rephaim by name. Now, we see the Rephaim mentioned in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Og of Bashan, who was the first casualty of the Israelites' war to take the Holy Land, was called the last of the remnant of the Rephaim. But there are other mentions of them. In fact, Goliath who was killed by David, was called son of or descendant of the Rapha, the Rephaim. They're mentioned in that text from Isaiah 14 that I mentioned, where the rebel from Eden, Lucifer, is kicked out and he's greeted by the shades, is usually how it's translated into English, but the Hebrew word behind it is the Rapha, the Rephaim. So they were considered by the time of Isaiah and Ezekiel, these spirits of the dead, the mighty men who were of old. In fact, in Ezekiel 32, he even makes mention of the chiefs of the mighty men in Sheol, which was their concept of the underworld. The Canaanites would summon them, the Amorites would summon them through necromancy rituals to special sacrificial feast at the tabernacle of El, the sanctuary of El, which was on Mount Hermon. And of course, Jim, you know that that's where the Watchers descended and made a pact to corrupt the human bloodline by taking human wives and creating the Nephilim. They believed that El or Baal would speak words of revivification and resurrect these Rephaim. The spirits called the Rephaim were simply the spirits of the Nephilim. The Amorites had been deceived into thinking that these were their ancestors, the kings, the ancestors of their kings, the royal ancestors, again, the mighty men who were of old. And that's kind of how they're described in Isaiah 14 as well. They were kings of the earth, but now they're saying to Lucifer, now you're as weak as we are with, you know, maggots for a bed and so on. Interestingly, though, the prophets knew that this was a snare to the Israelites. Isaiah condemns the Israelites for venerating the dead, for sacrificing to the dead, for eating sacrifices that have been offered to the dead. And Isaiah even takes it, or rather Ezekiel takes it a step further in the War of Gog and Magog. But this veneration of the ancestors, the ancestral kings, became the hero cults of the Greeks. So the Greeks, when they venerated...
Yeah, it's interesting because when we read the New Testament and we see the Apostle Paul writing many of his letters and addressing the very real worship of these beings back in New Testament time. Like today we think of this as like, oh, these are just stories that people made up about these, but these gods, small g, were actively being worshipped, and much of what the Apostle Paul writes about and warns about are the Christian churches engaging in these pagan practices. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Warning against eating meat sacrificed to idols because they've been sacrificed to demons. Paul and Jesus both referred to Satan as the god of this world. So this was a very real thing. The prophets knew it, the apostles knew it, and yet modern-day American Christians, 60% of American Christians today don't believe that Satan is real, don't believe that the Holy Spirit is real. You know, the apostles would be horrified at the way we have misinterpreted their message.
Yeah, I heard a pastor today, he was giving a message, and he said, what if you could have an app on your phone, and you could turn that app on, and you could look through your phone, and the camera comes on, and you could see all of the invisible spiritual things that are happening all around you. You might look over and say, wow, that person has six angels guarding them. Well, this person has a demon next to them. We ignore these things that we cannot see, but in science, there are so many things you can't see. You can't see radio waves. You can't actually see the wind. You can see the effects of it. You know, most of us, we're sitting, if you're sitting in a studio, there's all kinds of things going through the air in your home, in a broadcast studio, the internet. All these things are all invisible things that we accept to be real, but because we can't see the spiritual world, we don't accept it to be real.
Right. I mean, we can't see a thought. We can't see an emotion. We can't, you know, scientists will think that they can see a thought because they can measure electrical activity in the brain, but that's not the same thing. You're not seeing the concept. You're not, you know, actually seeing the thought formed in the brain. You're not actually, you can't actually see or quantify a concept like love. So you're right. We accept that those things are real, and yet because we can't perceive them with our admittedly limited senses, we say it doesn't exist. And, you know, the irony there is that that's a metaphysical claim. We're saying, if I don't see it, it doesn't exist. Well, okay, that means that you can see or know everything, which means that you are, by definition, God. Well,
yeah, which is crazy. Now, one question people might have is, and we'll get into this in the next segment a little bit more about the Nephilim versus the fallen angels and all of that, but when did these small g gods disappear? Did they disappear all at once? And are they coming back?
I would argue that they're still active in the world today. In fact, my next book, which is coming out in July, examines Islam. And I make the case in that book that Islam is essentially a supernatural corporate merger by the old gods of Mesopotamia who were caught off guard by the resurrection.
Wow, fascinating. But for example, was there a time, do you believe, that people could physically see, quote-unquote, Zeus and these other beings? They were physically manifested, and then at certain point in time, they disappeared from being physically manifested.
Well, it's hard to say with 100% certainty, but we do know from the Bible text that angels, including the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, which is just an Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ, were visible and interacted with humans. And we're told in the book of Hebrews that we can entertain angels unawares. So, yeah, I'd say we can still see them today. We may not recognize them for what they are, but there are people who dabble in the occult who claim that, yeah, they can see them when they choose to manifest themselves. In fact, a friend of ours who does research into the occult beliefs and practices here in the United States says that at their gatherings now, these pagans who still worship the old gods say that they're being told by the old gods the old gods want their temples rebuilt.
Wow. That is fascinating.
Yeah.
And this whole occult thing is also bubbling up. We're seeing more and more of this. In fact, we posted a story this week about many of the state capitals around the United States are now being forced because of court action to put satanic sculptures and that sort of thing in their state capitals, because if they have the Ten Commandments, they've got to have a satanic offset for that, for the satanic believers. Just crazy stuff. All right, when we come back, more on the Nephilim, more on the small g gods, and when they might be coming back, that and more.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Our guest this hour is Derek Gilbert. He's with Skywatch TV. And Derek, my apologies if I'm stepping on you a little bit. Because we're connected by phone, I don't hear as well as I do if we had the normal Comrex connection. But I wanted I want to talk about angels a little bit because we started talking about that, and it's one of my favorite topics. This will connect with you, being from Chicago. My grandfather lived in Willow Springs outside of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Probably know where that is, a suburb on the southwest side. And he shared this story from the time I was a young lad. I remember him sharing this story over the years. They had five children. And they were all the children were small, so that would have included my mother. And it was about 2 or 3 in the morning, and he had an uneasy feeling. A very small house he lived until the time he died outside of Chicago. And this very uneasy feeling, so he got out of bed, and he walked through the house. And as he turned the corner, he saw two beings that were more than 7 foot tall, glowing white. And they had their arms outstretched towards the gas heater. And he was completely stunned by this, and they disappeared immediately when he saw them, and he went over there and saw that the pilot light had gone out and that gas began to pour into the house, and they would have all died if not for what he believes was an angelic intervention. Physically saw two angels holding back the gas at his house. And this is a story that he told for years and years and years and never wavered, never added to it or took anything away from it. And I still get chills to this day sharing that story.
Mm. Our friend who sadly passed away too young and too soon, Chris Putnam, wrote a very important book a few years ago, published by Defender Publishing, called The Supernatural Worldview.
Yeah, Chris was with us on that book.
Yes, and he's documented cases where people were shown things that they could not possibly have known. So the existence of the spirit realm, the supernatural realm, I have no question. I can't say I've had an experience that I can say unquestionably falls into that category. But I will say that here at our place here in the Ozarks, my wife wakes up once or twice a week and hears what she swears is a human walking on the roof of our house in the middle of the night. So it's wow. It's not a bird. It sounds like human footsteps on the roof of our house. And
interesting.
What's the explanation? I mean, is there a guardian angel up there keeping watch? Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows? And so we were talking about, you know, the physical appearances of these beings. So you hear the stories, like you just said in Hebrews, angels among us. And I've read books where people, they're stranded, and all of a sudden someone shows up out of nowhere. and they get help, and then they turn around and the person's gone that helped them. This is a phenomenon. So if we can see angels, I'm assuming we can see demons as well. They could physically manifest. And is that what you think could be happening right now, that you could actually have physically demons in our presence in this culture today?
Well, demons require a physical body to inhabit. Angels can manifest in human form. We see that in the Bible. But every time you see a demon, the demon is inhabiting a human body, at least in the New Testament. There are references to goat demons in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, they always have to inhabit a body. Somebody has to be possessed. We can be oppressed, but usually those aren't seen. Those aren't visible forms. The belief of the early church and the belief of Jews during the period of Jesus and the apostles is that the spirits of the Nephilim destroyed in the flood became the spirits we call demons. This is according to the book of Enoch. But again, this was the widespread belief of not just the early Christian church, but Jews of the Second Temple period, which included Jesus and the apostles.
Interesting. Now, the Nephilim, I know there's a little bit of a dispute on this, but what I generally understand, and I think our friend L.A. Marzulli also subscribes to this idea, that the fallen angels had sexual relations with human women, and then the offspring of that unholy union were the Nephilim. And these were the giants, including like Goliath in the Old Testament. Is that right?
The mighty men who were of old, the men of renown, yes. And again, as their spirits were wiped out, these demonic entities convinced the pagans around ancient Israel to worship them, venerate them, summon them through rituals as the Rephaim spirits. And again, this was passed on to the Greeks as the worship of the heroes like Perseus and Hercules and Bellerophon and Cadmus and so forth. Interestingly enough, you get to the 5th century and Augustine said, well, you know, the spirits of the saints can intercede for us as well in the physical realm. He tried to Christianize the practice, and so you can actually make a case that the veneration of saints in the Roman Catholic and Orthodox churches began with the veneration, the worship of the Nephilim spirits by the pagan Canaanites.
Very interesting. I always wonder where that came from, where the Catholics, they have different saints they pray to. Like, if you're trying to sell your house, you pray to this saint. If you've lost something, you pray to this saint. So that does, interestingly enough, make a correlation. Now, you talk in the book that this is all a buildup to the end days, which I believe that we're in the end days. We don't know exactly how far along we are on that time continuum, but we're talking about a final battle where these Greek mythological figures that we believe, according to your book here, your thoughts are that these are the Nephilim, that there's going to be a battle, and there's going to be, of course, Satan and his angels and the Nephilim fighting against Jesus himself. Tell us about that.
The prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 39, was told by God that God would prepare a place for Gog, a place for burial for Gog in the Valley of the Travelers east of the sea. This is east of the Dead Sea. Travelers is a term used in these Canaanite ritual texts regarding the Rephaim spirits, the spirits of the Nephilim, in the sense that they travel or cross over from one plane of existence, the realm of the dead, to the land of the living. The mountain that God told Moses to climb, Mount Nebo, which is in Jordan, Sharon and I are going to see this on our tour of Israel in just 5 weeks, was identified by God as the mountain of the Avarim. Avarim is the Hebrew word that means travelers. I believe when we get to the Battle of Armageddon, and I go into this in the book and explain why this battle, the Gog-Magog war, ends at Armageddon. John obviously knew the prophecies of Ezekiel and was led to base the revelation on them, or he was given more information than was given to Ezekiel because he's clearly writing about the same battle. I believe that at that point, the church, Christians, will be out of here because Armageddon is the day of the Lord. That's when God pours out his wrath on an unrepentant world. So we're not going to be here for that wrath, that judgment. So the army that comes against Israel will include human soldiers, of course, but I think they will be demonically possessed. They will be the travelers. that Ezekiel prophesied. The Rephaim spirits called travelers by the pagan Amorites of the ancient world. They were called in these pagan texts, these Canaanite texts, the warriors of Baal. Well, Baal is Satan. Gog of Magog, the Antichrist, is Satan's commander-in-chief. And his warriors will be these travelers, these Rephaim spirits, the Nephilim, inhabiting these human soldiers who will be thrown into battle, and they will have to face God himself on the battlefield.
And in our last minute, Derek, the Antichrist, what role does he play in all of this?
He will be the commander-in-chief of this army that comes against Israel. It's all about control of God's Mount of Assembly, which is Mount Zion, or the Temple Mount, really, in Jerusalem, which is why there's so much fighting, tension, anger, bloodshed over that 30-acre piece of ground today. It's all about control of the Mount of Assembly, the place that God said, here I will put my name, I will dwell here forever. Satan wants it for his own, and he's going to throw an army at it in the last days, and it will be destroyed.
And as we close it out, give us some more information about how people can get in touch with you, get your books, watch your show, all of that.
You can find us at skywatchtv.com. My personal website is derekpgilbert.com. And to follow what Sharon and I do together, because a lot of what we do is side by side, you'll find us at Gilbert House, all one word, gilberthouse.org, gilberthouse.org.
Very good. And the book is Last Clash of the Titans, The Second Coming of Hercules, Leviathan, and the Prophesied War Between Jesus Christ and the Gods of Antiquity. Fascinating, fascinating book. Derek Gilbert, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
My honor, Jim. Thank you. Anytime.
And don't forget to tell Joe Horn.
I will.
We want him on. All right, folks, next week we've got television, really just legend, John Barber is here to talk about the JFK assassination. He has a lot of information on this. Oddly enough, it's like, why would this guy? But this has been sort of his lifelong work, studying the JFK assassination. That'll be next week, and we'll talk to you then. This is Jim Paris. So long for now.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.